This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Diaz Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, unfortunately, we have some breaking news here. Apparently, we have some reports that some shots have been fired outside the UK Parliament as a car tried to mow down a bunch of people. This happened, within the hour. They say a London police officer on Wednesday was stabbed near Britain's Parliament while a car mowed down at least five people on a nearby bridge, according to media reports. This is being reported now by USA Today. Police said they are treating the attack as a terrorist incident until we know otherwise. Parliament is on lockdown following the two incidents that occurred in Westminster, central London. David Liggington, the leader of the House of Commons, told members of Parliament a police officer was stabbed and the alleged assailant was shot by armed police. The Press Association news agency reported some media reported the attacker was taken to the hospital while the BBC said the assailant was dead. The BBC reported that a car struck at least five people on Westminster Bridge. Reuters photographs showed at least four people lying on the ground, some apparently unconscious and bleeding heavily. Their condition at this time is unknown. Of course, we'll keep you posted. The Metropolitan Police said officers were called to reports of an incident involving firearms at Westminster Bridge that occurred at about 2:40 local time in the afternoon. British Prime Minister Theresa May is safe and was seen being ushered into her car during the incident. And a journalist who had overseen the scene said the man had something in his hand. It looked like a stick or some sort, and he was challenged by a couple of policemen in yellow jackets, and one of the yellow-jacketed policemen fell down. We could see the man in black moving his arm in a way that suggested he was either stabbing or striking the yellow-jacketed policeman, and one of the policemen then ran to get help, which is very quick to come, as this attacker was running towards the entrance used by MPs to get into the House of Commons. They said as he was running, he ran about 15 yards, and then he was given a warning by police officers, and then he was shot. So apparently there's a large number of public sector workers that are employed in the area. It's a very popular area with tourists. Police are now asking people to avoid the area. These attacks that happen, when it's not in the news, everybody kind of goes back to their normal, lives. And yeah, we have an increased level of awareness in America and, a bunch of, other countries. But we really forget. We forget very, very quickly that these things could happen. And I think one of the reasons why we allow ourselves to just go back into our everyday lives is because what are you going to do? If somebody wants to kill you, if they don't have a gun, if they don't have a weapon, they'll use their car. And, there's no way to get around being in crowded areas. Okay? If you live in New York and you have to take the train to work, you're going to still take the train to work. I mean, that's how you get to work. There's only so much you could do. And I've noticed a lot of frustration by people who, are concerned that as these terror attacks seem to be increasing, and it seems to be almost every other week something's happening, what to do to protect yourself, to protect your family. This is some scary stuff. One of you had asked me about 24. There was a scene. I'm still kind of catching up with the latest 24. It's not as good as the old ones, but it's okay. Where one of the terrorists gets a hold of a bomb and decides to move forward with the terrorist attack. I don't want to go through the plot with you because I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't seen it yet. But I think attacks are very easy to do. I think they're a lot easier than we expect them to be. And thank God for our, you know, first responders and our police officers and our intelligence agencies. Thank God that we have them and they're doing the fine work that they're doing. But the one thing that we don't hear about is all the times that they prevent something like this from happening. And I've said this before on air, and it's not going to happen, but I think they may need to let us know every time they thwart an attack. Now, I know the big ones, they've, you know, told us and they've let us know, and that's you know, wonderful that they've done that, but you know, people will look at these attacks that happen and go, well, you know, come on, the government had their guard down. There's a chance that the government all these years, the whole time, have been thwarting them, and this one just got out from under their nose. Now, I don't know why the U.S. wouldn't choose to, you know, inform us that, look, you know, an attack is being planned every day. There's multiple attacks being planned every day, and they're on top of it. Maybe it's because they think it's going to ruin their luck, it's going to jinx them. Maybe they think the bad guy is going to listen and try to outsmart them. Listen, the bad guy already knows. The bad guy knows if there's some major elements orchestrating all of these, all right, or a bad guy sitting there listening, right? I mean, you know, they're going to, the government telling everybody, or first responders, or police, etc., saying, look, you know, we thwarted this attack, these guys are going to find out anyway, because their attack was thwarted. But I think the rest of us need to know that on a daily basis, if there is, on a daily basis, a threat, these are happening. And where the threats were being planned. Now, I get there's a lot of politics involved. If there's a mall in your city, and it's a very large mall, and you don't live in a big metropolitan area, and word gets out that a terrorist attack, you know, was being planned on that mall, it could shut down businesses. I get that. And I get how you have to be, you know, cautious. But then on the other hand, you know, if I'm going to be taking my kid to a place that has five times that month, right, been, you know, the focus of a terrorist attack, don't you think you need to let us know? I would like to know that. Or I would like to see beefed up security. Now, if we beef up security, it'll make businesses a little bit more nervous. To heck with that. Look at how they do it in Israel. In Israel, you have armed guards all over the place. I love it. It's great. You even have a bunch of American military running all over the place. It's awesome. But, you know, let us know what's going on. Okay? And, you know, my guess is, you know, our you know, intelligence teams have been doing phenomenal jobs thwarting attacks. But let us know, you know, where these you know, all the good work that you've done. One, so we could commend you, but two, so then, you know, we could be on the lookout. When we go to a big fair or a big, you know, a marathon or whatever, we're on the lookout for these things. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this was interesting. We have a lot of news to talk about. We have a lot of medical headlines, but I want to deal with or address one of my listeners' emails. And I understand we got a lot of medical news. For example, breast implants have been related to cancer, a very rare anaplastic lymphoma that we need to talk about. Also, vitamin C has been found to halt the growth of cancer. So apparently oranges could, you know, be the superfood that we need to help fight cancer. Gunshot wounds are costing the U.S. hospital hospitals nearly $7 billion over the last 9 years. Why do we have so many gunshot wounds? Also the latest on what's going on with the GOP's repeal and replacement of Obamacare. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy show, but obviously never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, a student who's an undergrad student at U of A had written me about he's taking a psychology class and how the psychology professor had been talking about the psyche. And this wasn't just recently. This was a few semesters back, my guess. And was talking about the, you know, innate desire to kill, how some people have the urge to kill, and that's normal. You have murderers that actually act on it, but, you know, does the average person have that? I'm paraphrasing his email. I don't have it in front of me. But does the average person have that desire to kill, and can anybody be pushed to the point where they will kill another human being? That's a tough question. Okay, and again, yes, I have a lot of psychology background, but I'm not a psychologist. I'm a medical doctor, but I believe that not all people, but I think a majority of people, because we're still animals at heart, all right, do have the propensity to take it to the next level and kill. Whether it's because we're starving, whether it's because we want to protect our infants and our children and our babies, if it's because we just get so mad. And so the difference between somebody who has a healthy mind and somebody who doesn't is somebody with a healthy mind can control those urges or control that desire to kill somebody. Okay? Having, though, a desire to kill somebody, we take very, very seriously in the medical profession. All right? If you ever come in and you sit down and talk to your doctor and you tell them, I really want to kill my ex-wife, we have to take that seriously. Have many people in the middle of a divorce thought to themselves, boy, it'd be great if I could have them killed? I think a lot of people have entertained the idea, but immediately when that idea comes into mind, they think, oh my gosh, the Lord's going to be mad at me. What am I thinking? That's a horrible thought. Get that thought out of my mind. Now, and people will always have sinful thoughts, whether it's, you know, oh wow, that person's good looking. I could be with that person. Yeah, people fantasize about other people. Married couples fantasize about cheating on their spouse, and then they'll smack themselves in the forehead saying, stop it, don't think like that. So, you know, the idea that you have a thought that's not mainstream, that's not appropriate, enter your head, that's normal. Okay? Acting on it, that's not considered good in society at all. So, depending on your religious background, depending on your spirituality, depending on your morals, depending on your ethics, depending on constraints, you know, there's people that they don't really care about the ethical dilemma of cheating, let's say. You know, they're like, it's fine, but you know what? It's just, you know, it's going to be too much of a hassle. If my wife divorced me now, it's going to be a mess with the kids, and she's going to take me for everything I got. So, you know what? It's just not worth it. So, you know, the contemplation of things, you know, that happens. And being mad at somebody to the point that you want them dead, even though, like I said, we have to take it very, very seriously in the medical profession or in any profession because, you know, God forbid you act on it, and we've seen people act on it. But, you know, if a thought like that fleets through your mind, yeah, I can agree with the psychologist that, you know, that could be something that us as animals will occur. So, what we have to be careful of, however, is you have people out there that don't have that internal control. Maybe they're on drugs. Maybe they're drunk. And, you know, you always hear of these people that do kill somebody. It was out of, you know, anger, and they have immediate regret. So one thing that we don't talk about all the time, because everybody's afraid to talk about it, because they think if they do talk about it, they'll be locked up in jail, etc., is, you know, how common this may be for people to say, look, I want to kill somebody. And I understand we're talking, you know, I understand this is possibly a terrorist attack that happened in the UK. And some people that do it as an act of terrorism may be doing it for a different cause. You know, their spiritual leader told them to. They think people are evil, etc. And so, you know, they may be recruited and doing it for a cause. But, you know, the average murder that takes place, right, in this country, and we're going to be later talking about gunshot wounds. I mean, look how many millions of murders happen. You know, why? You know, do we have all these people out there with mental issues? Do we have all these people out there drunk? Do we, you know, what is it? And we don't talk about that. And one thing that I think we probably do need to talk about and have a conversation is how common it is for people to want to kill other people. Okay? They may get so mad to the point that they want somebody out of their lives. Right? And then how do we address it? The reason why we complain so much about, oh, we don't have enough mental health professionals out there, and we don't have enough, resources. If you want to get more help for mental health resources, come out with the truth that many people out there have contemplated killing somebody. Right? And then we need to get them help when they start to get mad, when they start to get angry, if they start to become under the influence of drugs, etc. And we need to identify that. And people need to be open and honest, saying, look, I have gotten so mad that I've, you know, contemplated it. Right? Well, let's not throw them in jail. Let's evaluate them. Let's get them help. But nobody wants to say anything. Nobody wants to go to jail. Nobody wants to narc on anybody. You know, we spoke about this after the San Bernardino Christmas party shooting. You know, if there is somebody in your office that you think could be a killer, you know, do we have a protocol for that? Yeah, no, because we don't want to racially profile, and, you know, we don't want to accuse somebody of being a killer when they're not. And I get that. You know, that there's laws. I mean, if here's Bob, and he's sitting there working at his desk, and Mary doesn't like Bob, so she decides to tell her boss that Bob looks like somebody that could kill everybody. You know, that's going to obviously open up a huge can of worms, and that's not something that I think most employers are able to, you know, address at this time. But, you know, when these shootings happen, if somebody gives you the heebie-jeebies, like look at Adam Lanza, who shot up a school. Did Adam Lanza give anybody the heebie-jeebies? And if they did anybody report them? Look at James Holmes with the Aurora, Colorado shooting with the Batman premiere. You know, he did give the psychologist the heebie-jeebies. The psychologist did contact, I believe, campus police. I believe she contacted the higher powers at the university. But everybody was so afraid of being sued if they looked into it or made a bigger deal. There has to be some sort of process where an investigation is anonymous. So it doesn't, hurt your job. It doesn't hurt your, relationship, etc. But where people could be investigated, and I think a lot of people out there need to. I think there's a lot of malicious people out there. I think there's a lot of people that do think murderous thoughts, and I believe that these people need to have psychological stress tests. Let's push them to the point where we see how violent they would get. Let's get the, we do stress tests on the heart. Let's see how much we could raise the heart rate and work the heart and see if we start to see signs of an impending heart attack based on the muscle not getting blood flow. We do that for the heart. Somebody could say, oh, no, you don't want to make a person go through a stress test where they almost kill somebody. Well, we're already doing that with the heart. We are stressing your heart so we could see that it can handle the stress. And then if not, obviously we back it off. Yes, and the test comes with risk, but we do cardiac stress tests all the time. Why aren't we doing psychological stress tests? Yes, it'll have to be anonymous. It'll have to be an investigation that where work doesn't know. Or maybe we need to do routine ones. Maybe everybody gets one of these things. Everybody. Look how many people have depression and anxiety and maybe everybody has to get some sort of evaluation. And again, I don't like the government getting involved. I don't like too much government. But, we have a problem here. When we come back, let's talk about gunshot wounds costing the U.S. nearly $7 billion overnight. 9 years. Don't go away.
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, gunshot wounds, there's a lot more than you think. And And apparently the care for gunshot wounds cost the U.S. close to $7 billion over a nine-year period. The total costs obviously are much higher. Well, let's say you get shot and then you need therapy. You need rehabilitation. You have chronic pain. So obviously the cost can go even higher from there. But we're talking about the initial hospital costs. According to Sarah Beth Spitzer, a medical student at Stanford University School of Medicine, said in a university news release, there is a high cost for these injuries, especially because they are preventable. Information for the study came from more than 267,000 patients hospitalized for gunshot wounds from 2006 through 2014. The investigators found that the cost of those admissions averaged $735 million per year. The study included gunshot wound injuries that were self-inflicted, accidental, or due to an assault. The researchers said the nearly $7 billion total over the nine-year period study is only a fraction of the total hospital cost for treating gunshot wounds. That's because the study focused on initial hospitalizations and didn't include the patients were treated and released, or treated and died, or patients had to come back to the hospital. They say despite the fact that it's a major issue in the U.S., there's little research on gun violence from a public health perspective. Part of the reason is a measure Congress passed back in 1996 that restricts federal funding for firearms research. They say firearm injuries are tied to one of the most controversial policy issues in the country, so it is important for all sides to have access to fact-based research. Cost information can be especially helpful when making health policy decisions. And I know many of you, want President Trump to, honor what Hillary Clinton wanted in terms of gun control, and many want the government to leave our guns alone and, protect our amendments' rights to bear arms. And to, allow us to protect ourselves, which, again, in the olden days, you wouldn't mess with somebody, usually because you knew they had a gun. I'm kind of that thinking. I remember my grandfather would have tons of guns, and I never saw him use one, of course. But after my other grandfather got held up at a store to gunpoint, but that was back then where somebody would rob you and leave, they wouldn't shoot you. Thank God, and thank God my grandfather got out of that unscathed. But my other grandfather's like, you walk around with a pistol. And my grandmother would sing Pistol Packin' Mama. What was the song? Put that pistol down, babe. Put that pistol down. Pistol Packin' Mama. I don't know. But anyway, so she used to sing that to me. So I kind of grew up knowing that I was going to be running around with a pistol, I guess. You don't mess around with somebody who's carrying. And unfortunately, when the bad guys carry, that's an issue. And, bad guys are getting guns. But like we saw with the UK, if somebody wants to kill people, they'll use their car. They'll use, any means possible, like what we saw in Nice, France. So even if they couldn't get a gun into the country or they couldn't do their crime with a gun, if they want to kill people, they'll find a way. So, this article talking about gunshot wounds and the cost of them doesn't necessarily have to be a political message, but it is something we need to talk about. If really we're spending close to $7 billion in under a decade, and that's just a small fraction of what a hospital, what the costs are to treat gunshot wounds, that's an issue. I mean, we're trying to figure out how to save money in healthcare, right? So we're like, okay, well, if we have less people smoke, if we, try to work on the obesity epidemic, which, by the way, cutting back on smoking increased obesity, that just ended up happening. I mean, we should have seen that coming. But still, I'd rather deal with obesity than deal with smoking. So unfortunately, you got to take that. That's got to take the good with the bad. But we're trying to figure out ways to reduce what we're spending in healthcare because, like it or not, we're going socialized. I don't want to have socialized medicine, but there is no way the GOP is going to be able to fix this Obamacare mess. And there is no way, once you promise so much when it comes to healthcare, there is no way that you could take it back. So, like what's been going on now with the GOP, where the House is, I believe, supposed to vote on the new GOP plan. And then it goes to the Senate. You know, the discussions that are arising, well, you know, you can't take Medicare away. The Medicare expansion, and I've said this so many times, was supposed to be temporary. You know, Medicaid was expanded. So when people lost their jobs, they had a safety net. Well, we're hoping to get those people back to work. If anybody lost their job 8 years ago, 8, 9 years ago, and they are still unemployed, and they're still on Medicaid, that's a problem if they're healthy and if they're not disabled. Am I the only one that finds a problem with that? Somebody being out of work for 8 years? So, you know, the Medicaid expansion was supposed to be temporary anyway. So, if Medicaid starts to get scaled back, it's just President Obama in the Affordable Care Act just said, yeah, we're expanding it, and just left that open. No, there's got to be some control on spending. There's got to be some endpoint. And, I mean, how many people who lost their job that had to go on Medicaid didn't find another job? And then we need to find out, well, why didn't they find another job? If all those millions who lost their job can't find another one, what's going on? Now, we do have some theories as to what's going on, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. We're hearing JCPenney's, Macy's, Payless closing stores. We've got a lot of stores closing. So we're going to talk about the economy in a second. But let's go back to this gunshot violence here. All right. They say there's a little research on gun violence from a public health perspective. And this is what I was talking about in the segment before. Maybe part of that research on gun violence needs to be these stress tests on people. Right? Where, one of you had asked me months ago, how would one of these stress tests look like? And they want to envision it. Okay, so envision a room, all right, where, there's a gun in the room. Okay? And the gun's sitting there. Patient has no idea if it's loaded or not. Okay, and these stress tests may take hours. Okay, it's kind of hot. It's maybe they're a little hungry. Maybe they haven't had their medications, and then they start to get into a fight with somebody, and maybe it's actually somebody they know, not a stranger, and it's their wife or it's their kids or it's their husband, and they start to fight, and they start to get into a real fight. And it gets so bad, and if they decide to pull out the gun and try to shoot him, boom. Alright, they fail that stress test. Now, look, I don't know. I'm not the one that's going to be designing these things. And again, the gun has no bullets in it. But if you could get a person to that point where they want to take the gun and hit somebody in the head with it, or take the gun and shoot it, that person fails that stress test. My worry is we may be able, unfortunately, to get everybody to that point, and then that'll really scare us. But this is why we need to research it, you know? They say firearm injuries are tied to one of the most controversial political issues in the country, so it is important for all sides to have access to fact-based research. Cost information can be especially helpful when making health policy decisions. I don't think either side needs to hear that gunshot wounds are expensive. We know gunshot wounds are bad. We know people die from gunshot wounds. We know they're bad. What we need to research is the why this is happening so much, you know, and why, people want to kill. What causes them to go, you know what, I just want to lunge at you. You know, what is that? And how do we teach people to control that? That's what we need to do. Now, unfortunately, there was a study that's pretty scary. If your child likes to self-harm, according to experts at Columbia University, their suicide rate within 12 months is going to be 37 times higher than the general population. Older white men were the demographic most likely to kill themselves. But a child who likes to self-harm may be at very high risk of suicide. Don't go away. We'll talk more. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com.
1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
All right. right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this article had come out discussing that if your child self-harms, you have a 12-month window to stop suicide, according to experts. But my guess is if you have a child that self-harms, you don't know if it's going to happen in 12 months. You don't know if it's going to happen in 3 months or longer. But apparently every year, pediatricians are caring for adolescents that hurt themselves deliberately. Roughly 1 in 6 teenagers have tried self-harm at least once. 1 in 6 teenagers. I have 2 teenagers. If I knew that they were hurting themselves, what would that mean? Cutting, burning, abrading, hitting. The majority of teenagers do so only mildly or occasionally, but approximately 5% hurt themselves in serious and persistent ways. Collectively, these actions are referred to as self-injurious behavior, according to contemporary pediatrics, and it's defined as deliberate, direct destruction of body tissues. They say most teenagers who engage in this do so without the intent to kill themselves. However, they could be more at risk for suicide, as we know. Now, years ago, one of my parents asked if the teenager who was picking their pimples was actually self-harm because he knew that there was scar tissue. Pimple popping and that kind of thing, that I don't know would fall under self-harm. That's a tough one because you have some people that are pickers. They just love to pick scabs. You know, they don't care that the scab, you know, they're later going to have a scar. They just like to pick scabs or play with their pimples. And, you know, there are some people where that's just a habit, like nose pickers. You know, you could pick your nose and cause a nosebleed. That doesn't necessarily mean you're self-harming psychologically, but if you're a constant nose picker. That's just, that's just something you like to do. Biting your nails, chewing your nails off, biting your cuticles. If I see a gray hair, I have a gray hair on my eyebrow. I don't know why I do, but there is a gray hair on my eyebrow. So I pluck that sucker. I mean, there is no way I want to have gray eyebrows. Oh, but Dahlia, you're self-harming. Fine, lock me up, but there is no way I'm going to have that gray hair. So those sorts of things, you know, when you kind of mess with your face, mess with your hair, mess with your, you know, pull out, I don't know, whatever. You know, but, you know, ripping out a tooth that doesn't need to be ripped out, ripping out hair that doesn't need to be ripped out. Now, what about that stupid eraser game? There's that game where I guess you're supposed to take an eraser and you're supposed to burn yourself while you sing the ABCs. And then you're supposed to post on Facebook your bloody, arm. Okay, that's just stupid, but unfortunately that's what people do. That could maybe be a part of self-harm. You know, if you are that dumb where you don't realize that making yourself bleed, right, isn't harming yourself, you probably do need some psychological intervention. That is not a very wise thing for people to do. It's just something, you know, if you have child that, you know, does those kinds of things, pulls out the hair, tries to pull out a tooth, it wouldn't hurt to get them checked out. That's kind of a big concern. All right, so I wrote an article about this on my blog at drdahlia.wordpress, and I think that we are going to be coming into a bigger recession, and I think a lot of us, you know, see the writing on the wall. And so, you know, I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but every time we hear that there are more stores closing, I like to kind of let you guys know, because, you know, what happened last time when there was a recession is nobody kind of knew anything was going on. Everything was kind of going fine and dandy, and then all of a sudden, we hear we're in a recession. And then companies, it seemed to just be like, whoa. And within weeks, people were losing their jobs in droves. And so,
as I see these things happen, I want to let you know. And, you know, remember, right now, these all the news outlets are concentrating on, you know, how bad Trump is. That's all everybody wants to talk about. Trump this, Trump that, Trump that. We're not getting real news, okay? We're not, you know, finding out what is going on. So we find out that Payless Shoe Source is considering filing bankruptcy, and they may close as many 500 stores as the Kansas-based company joins other retailers struggling with the consumer shift to online shopping. I told you guys, we have major stores out there now struggling. For some, this is a good thing because now you have young entrepreneurs that can compete with these big, huge, you know, companies. But on the other hand, there's a lot of jobs that rely on these big anchors of these commercial shopping centers. Payless initially plans to shut down 400 to 500 stores as part of its reorganization plan. That number is fewer than the projected 1,000 locations they were thinking about doing earlier, according to Bloomberg News. They were founded in Topeka back in 1956. Payless offered a new retailing experience, enabling customers to self-select footwear with affordable prices. Basically, if you've never been to a Payless, you basically, I'm a size 10. For women, my feet are a size 10. I know they're big feet. Big feet. So I go over to the 10 section, which is always kind of small. The 7s. There's tons of 7s, but not enough 10s. So I go to the 10 section, and I look at the boxes and see if there's a shoe I like. It's pretty easy to do. I don't go that much because there's not a lot of choices, unfortunately for me, but for people with smaller feet, it's great. They say the company says it's now the largest specialty family footwear retailer in the Western Hemisphere, with more than 4,000 locations in 30 countries and nearly 22,000 employees. The company is owned by Golden Gate Capital and Blum Capital Partners, San Francisco-based private equity firms that took over the retailer in 2012 as part of the $2 billion breakup of Collective Brands. Now, Sears, the company that operates Sears and Kmart, warned Tuesday it faces substantial doubt about its ability to stay in business unless it could borrow more and get cash from more of its assets. They say last year, Payless tried to boost profits with a new master plan based on opening store of the company's superstores, larger locations with deeper stocks of footwear. The plan called for closing 350 to 500 smaller stores within the next 3 years. So, you know, I love the idea that they're going to. And here's the thing. If you're a big retailer and you are losing out to online shopping, you need to wonder if the pendulum will swing back. Are people going to be so sick and tired of getting stuff they didn't want online that they say, to hell with that, I'm going back to a store? Now, that happened with me. I bought a shirt, a blouse, I bought a pair of pants, and it looked nothing like online. And when I got it home, you know, between the cost of shipping it back and all that other stuff, I'm like, you know what, I'll just keep it. And so I've gotten burned by some online shopping. But then on a few other things, I didn't get burned, and it looked really good, you know. So I guess if people start to become more dissatisfied, they are going to want to go back to a store, and then you'll be right there to open them, you know, with welcome arms. So it's interesting to see where this goes. JCPenney closing 138 stores. Macy's closing an additional 34 locations. Macy's and JCPenney, if you've ever been to a mall, many times those are the two biggest anchors, right? And when you lack a big anchor and there's no sign up on that space, will people start to maybe not go to that mall because they think the mall is closing down? There's only so much the smaller retailers could do to attract these people. These big, huge Macy's or JCPenney that you could see from a mile away, you know, attract people to come to the mall. You start to see those signs down, that's a problem. So we're definitely facing some major issues. When we come back, let's talk about breast implants and cancer. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Rebel, 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 r Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.